The Book of Books, a compilation.
I never saw a useful Christian who was not a student of the Bible. D.L. Moody. It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Attributed to George Washington. I enter a most earnest plea that in our hurried and rather bustling life of today, we do not lose the hold that our forefathers had on the Bible. I wish to see the Bible study as much a matter of course in the secular colleges as in the seminary. No educated man can afford to be ignorant of the Bible, and no uneducated man can afford to be ignorant of the Bible. Theodore Roosevelt. Other books were given for our information. The Bible was given for our transformation. Men do not reject the Bible because it contradicts itself, but because it contradicts them. The New Testament is the greatest book the world has ever known or ever will know. Attributed to Charles Dickens. I always say that the studious perusal of the sacred volume will make better citizens, better fathers, and better husbands. Attributed to Thomas Jefferson. The Bible is a book in comparison with which all others in my eyes are of minor importance, and in all my perplexities and distresses has never failed to give me light and strength. Robert E. Lee. It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Author unknown. No sciences are better attested than the religion of the Bible. Sir Isaac Newton. The deathless book has survived three great dangers. 1. The negligence of its friends. 2. The warfare of its enemies. 3. And the false systems built upon it. Isaac Taylor. The English Bible has been a greater influence in the course of English literature than all other forces put together. It is impossible to read standard authors intelligently without knowing something about the Bible, for they all assume familiarity with it on the point of their readers. To any young man or woman eaten with ambition to become a writer, I shall advise first of all, know the Bible. William Lyon Phelps, former professor of English literature at Yale University. We are indebted to the Book of Books for our national ideals and institution. Their preservation rests in adhering to its precepts. Herbert Hoover. That book, sir, is the rock on which our republic stands. Attributed to Andrew Jackson. Believe me, sir, never a night goes by be I ever so tired, but I read the Word of God before I go to bed. General Douglas MacArthur. I thoroughly believe in a university education for both men and women, but I believe a knowledge of the Bible without a college education is more valuable than a college education without the Bible. William Lyon Phelps. I have made a covenant with my God that He send me neither visions, dreams, nor even angels. I am well satisfied with the gift of the Holy Scriptures, which give me abundant instruction and all that I need to know both for this life and for the life which is to come. Martin Luther. Be true to yourself. Help others. Make each day your masterpiece. Make friendship a fine art. Drink deeply from good books, especially the Bible. Build a shelter against a rainy day. Give thanks for your blessings and pray for guidance every day. John Wooden. Unless we form the habit of going to the Bible in bright moments as well as in trouble, we cannot fully respond to its consolations because we lack equilibrium between light and darkness. Helen Keller. The Bible, banned, burned, beloved, more widely read, more frequently attacked than any other book in history. Generations of intellectuals have attempted to discredit it. Dictators of every age have outlawed it and executed those who read it. Yet soldiers carry it into battle, believing it more powerful than their weapons. Fragments of it smuggled into solitary prison cells have transformed ruthless killers into gentle saints. Charles Colson. The real influence of the Bible cannot be measured. It is reckoned only in terms of hearts that have been lifted up, decisions that have been changed, the men and women who, in response to its impervious demands, have done justice and loved kindness and walked humbly with God. J. Carter Swain. A Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. Charles H. Spurgeon. The primary purpose of reading the Bible is not to know the Bible, but to know God. James Merritt. Out of 100 men, one will read the Bible, the other 99 will read the Christian. D.L. Moody. Within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems men face. Ronald Reagan. The Bible is no mere book, but it's a living creature with a power that conquers all who oppose it. Napoleon. The Bible is as necessary to spiritual life as breath is to natural life. There is nothing more essential to our lives than the Word of God. Jack Hayford. The Bible was written in tears, and to tears it yields its best treasures. A.W. Tozer. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Joshua 1:8. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Romans 15:4.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.